Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Got a good program for you today. We are later on in the program going to check out the new drama from Clint Eastwood, J. Edgar. And along those lines, on the musical portion of today's show, we're spotlighting music from movies which prominently feature the FBI. And we're going to begin with a selection from composer Patrick Doyle, written for a movie directed by Mike Newell, starring Johnny Depp and Al Pacino. This is a film in which Johnny Depp plays an undercover FBI agent who infiltrates a mob organization. It's called Donnie Brasco. Let's take a listen. Music from Donnie Brasco, written by Patrick Doyle, a rather moving, understated score. Next up, we offer a selection from composer Graham Revell, written for a film about FBI agents attempting to crack down on terrorism. This is music from The Siege.
Thank you.
That's another understated score from Graham Revell, written for The Siege. Do hope you enjoyed that. Let's pick up the pace a little bit with a collaboration between Hans Zimmer, Nick Glennie Smith, and Harry Gregson Williams. This is music written for a movie starring Nicolas Cage as FBI agent Stanley Goodspeed. Here's some tunes from The Rock. music from Michael Bay's blockbuster action film, The Rock. Next up, music from a pretty good drama starring Chris Cooper as FBI agent Robert Hansen. This is Michael Dana's score for Breach. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're spotlighting music from movies about the FBI on the program today. Next up, a fun score from composer John Williams, written for a movie directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, and Tom Hanks plays FBI agent Carl Henratty in Spielberg's Catch Me If You Can. Take a listen. Thank you. Good stuff from John Williams, written for Catch Me If You Can. Next up, we move along to Mr. Howard Shore and his fine score for Jonathan Demme's 1991 thriller, The Silence of the Lambs. Enjoy.
Thank you.
one of Howard Shore's more overlooked scores, despite the fact that it was written for a very high-profile film, is music for The Silence of the Lambs. Next up, a fine effort from composer Elliot Goldenthal, whose work was largely overshadowed by an assortment of songs used for Michael Mann's Public Enemies, but whose score is nonetheless worth taking a listen to. Let's do so. Music from Public Enemies, written by Elliot Goldenthal, a composer who doesn't work nearly often enough these days. Next up, we move along to a score written by Danny Elfman, certainly not one that sounds much like most of Elfman's work, but this is his music for the Peter Berg thriller The Kingdom, about a team of FBI agents going to Saudi Arabia on an important mission. Let's take a listen. Thank you. That's music written for the film The Kingdom by renowned composer Danny Elfman. Let's take a look at a new movie that's just been released, Clint Eastwood's J. Edgar. Over time, Clint Eastwood has become an increasingly reserved director. His movies are generally quiet, somber, dimly lit affairs, which examine their assorted subjects with a firm yet gentle thoughtfulness. He's usually capable of persuading us that these qualities are virtues. They give his films the air of being dramas for grown-ups. However, this approach proves insufficient for J. Edgar, a film containing a rich, complex central subject it doesn't know what to do with. Leonardo DiCaprio turns in a sturdy, persuasive performance as the former director of the FBI, but the film's attempts at probing Hoover's psyche are half-hearted and misdirected. The film digs into a lot of speculative territory. Hoover's peculiar relationship with his mother, played by Judi Dench, his potentially homosexual relationship with associate Clyde Tolson, played by Arnie Hammer, and the infamous plots to take down a wide variety of powerful men. But too much of this material either leads us into mawkishness, the Hoover-Tolson romance in particular feels like a thin attempt to give the film some sort of emotional heft, or nowhere at all. To be sure, there are quite a few interesting moments littered throughout J. Edgar, but Eastwood and screenwriter Dustin Lance Black fail to find a way to bring the assorted threads of Hoover's life together in a satisfying fashion. Even worse, they gloss over some of the most interesting aspects of Hoover's life, such as his paranoid need to control the image of the FBI and popular media, a subject the film mentions but never actually digs into. This is a film which spends a good deal of time telling us that Hoover is the most feared man in America, but doesn't spend enough time explaining why. It's also one of the few Eastwood films of recent years which feels lacking in the technical department, as the old age makeup is unpersuasive, particularly when used on Hammer. Eastwood's typically low-key score often seems ill-suited to the images it accompanies, and the gloomy, desaturated palette makes this sluggish movie feel even more lifeless than it already is. DiCaprio's solid work and Hoover's endlessly compelling life keep the film watchable throughout, but this movie should have been so much more than merely watchable. It gets a rating of 2 stars out of 4. And this concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.